Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John, chapter 11, verses 47 through verse 54, and the Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. John, the 11th chapter. So the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered the council and said, "What are we to do? For this man performs many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you understand that it is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish." He did not say this of his own accord, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but also to gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. So from that day on, they made plans to put him to death. Jesus, therefore, no longer walked openly among the Jews, but went from there to the region near the wilderness, to a town called Ephraim, and there he stayed with the disciples. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Our reading this morning gives a rather melancholy picture of human nature. For in them we see the desperate wickedness of man's natural heart. A miracle, a mighty one, was wrought within an easy walk of Jerusalem. A man, Lazarus, 4 days dead in the grave, was raised to life in the sight of a lot of witnesses. The fact was unmistakable and could not be denied. And yet the chief priests and the Pharisees would not believe that he who did this miracle ought to be received as the Messiah. In the face of overwhelming evidence, they shut their eyes and they refused to be convinced. This man, they admitted, does many miracles. But far from yielding to this testimony, they only plunged further into the wickedness and took counsel to put him to death. Great indeed is the power of unbelief. So let us beware of supposing that miracles alone have the power to convert men's souls and to make them Christians. The idea is delusional to fancy, as some do, that if only they saw something wonderful done before their eyes in confirmation of the gospel, then at once they would cast off all indecision and serve Christ and him alone. Well, it's a mere idle fantasy. It is the grace of the Spirit in our hearts and not miracles that the soul requires. The Jews of our Lord's day are a lesson to mankind that men may see signs and wonders and yet remain as hard as stone. It is a deep and true saying, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, well, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. Thus, we should not wonder if we see abounding unbelief in our own times and around our own homes when men cannot see the truth which seems so clear to ourselves. Man's unbelief is a far more deeply rooted thing, a far more deeply rooted disease than we would care to admit. It's proof against the logic of facts, against reasoning, against argument, against moral persuasion. Nothing can melt it down except the grace of God. And so if we ourselves believe, then we can never be too thankful enough. But we should never count it a strange thing if we see around us hardened and unbelieving hearts. You see, this blind ignorance is alive and well in the Pharisees in our reading. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. and history teaches us that there was never a more short-sighted and erring judgment than this. They rush madly on the path that they had chosen, and the very thing that they feared came to pass. They did not leave our Lord alone, but rather they crucified and they killed him. Yay, hurrah, right? And yet one generation later, and the Roman armies destroy Jerusalem. They burn the temple. They carry away the whole nation into captivity. And so the well-read Christian then sees a lot of things like this throughout history, in the history of Christ's church. The Roman emperors, of course, persecuted the Christians in the first 3 centuries and thought that it was good to not leave them alone. And yet the more they persecuted them, the more they increased. The blood of the martyrs became the seed of the church. Likewise, in the history of our own language, right, the English Catholics, the Papists in the day of Queen Mary, well, they persecuted the Protestants and thought that truth was in danger if they were let alone. But the more that they burned and the more that they sought to destroy those later reformers, well, the more they confirmed in men's minds the steadfast attachment to the doctrines of the true Reformation. In short, the words of the second psalm are continually verified in this world. The kings of the earth, well, they set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord. But he who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. God makes the designs of his enemies work together for the good of his people, and causes even the wrath of man to praise him. So in the days of trouble, in the days of rebuke and blasphemy, believers rest patiently in the Lord. The very things that seem likely to hurt them prove in the end to be for their gain. So whether it be disaster or famine, whether it be persecution or danger or sword, nothing can separate us, nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be his name. In him we conquer, and in him we have life. Thus it was better that one man would die, if that one man were the Christ. And thanks be to God, it is. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.